Greetings and welcome to Sexy Voices of Hollywood with your hosts Robert Taylor and
Yayoi Winfrey.
Every other week on this show, we'll present another Sexy Voice of Hollywood.
This week's guest is Robert Tapin Clements. Besides having a sexy Hollywood voice, Robert is also an actor, director, and writer. Robert played Daddy Joe in the original shoot for Watermelon Sushi, by the way. He's also performed on stage in the award-winning play Bronzeville. You can find out more about Robert by checking out his links.
Those links will be posted on our YouTube page, Sexy Voices of Hollywood. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I'm honored.
Robert, why didn't you start using Tapin in your name? Does it have some significance?
It does. I wanted to say hi, Yayoi. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Good. It's so good to talk to you. It's been a long time. But, you know, I always try to keep up with what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have any significance in that it's a matter of legality. When you're in a union like Screen Actors Guild, which is also called SAG, there can only be one person using the same name. So, under those circumstances, like Vanessa, there are two Vanessa Williams who are actors. The one who came later, the one who joined Screen Actors Guild second, was the winner of America pageant, but when she became an actress and got into the Screen Actors Guild, she had to add the L to her name, Vanessa L. Williams, because there was one already registered with the Screen Actors Guild. So there is another Robert Clemens that is associated with the Screen Actors Guild, so I have to include my middle name, Payson, which is a name that I got from my uncle, my mother's brother, my favorite uncle, my closest uncle, and his name was Robert Tapin Griffin. So I was given his name, and that's where I got it from. I don't know where Tapin came from. Actually, when I was growing up, it sounded too common, so of course when anybody asked me, I said it was Tassad, you know, so I was Robert Tassad Clement. So, you know, so it's been over the years, but it's actually good to now kind of go back circle, full circle, by using that name, because it's really a part of me and my family.
That's different. Okay. I like that.
Yeah, and I asked my uncle before he died where they got it from, but nobody seems to know. His father named him, so I don't know what the story was.
Well, it sounds very creative, and you're a creative person, so it fits.
Definitely.
I try my best.
So, Robert, how did you get started in show business?
Wow, that is a four-pronged explanation. I had always done, you know, church plays and that kind of stuff. And when I went to college, they had a theater department there. So I took theater classes and performed in about 10 plays while I was there. But I never thought of it as a profession. You know, my father and mother were not college graduates. They had menial jobs. And their thing was working hard and maintaining a family steadiness. So I never thought of it as a profession because I knew it was going to be unstable. So I went to work for IBM after college. But about the 10th year of working for IBM and really not liking it too much, very sterile, very, I have to say, racist, and I can qualify that by saying my uncle who worked for IBM was in the EEO, the Equal Opportunity Division, and his whole thing was dealing with discrimination suits around the country. And let me tell you, he was never home.
Wow.
So, at about the 10th year at IBM, my father died suddenly, 61 years old.
Sorry to hear that.
Manual labor all his life. He always worked two jobs. Sometimes he had three jobs, and which was amazing to me. And at 61, just as he's about to retire, all the kids are gone, he's going to kick the bucket like that. And it kind of got me thinking that I didn't want to pursue the same line. So I decided I was going to do what I wanted to do, and so I resigned from my IBM, and with my little background in college of doing plays and things like that, I decided I was going to do what I wanted to do. So I resigned from IBM and became an actor. Now, getting parts and got an agent. That's another thing you have to do as an actor. You can't really go anywhere without an agent. It's one of those kind of businesses. Somebody has to get you the job or at least get you in the door. And you have to have that. So I got one of those and proceeded to do things. I got on Guiding Light. I'm doing a soap for, you know, about a year doing different kinds of commissioners and police chiefs and firemen. Stuff like that, recurring roles. I was in the newsroom for about 6 months in a recurring role.
You were playing a newscaster?
I was playing, no, one of the reporters.
Oh.
And so that was over a year period. And of course, you know, my mother, at that time, she thought I was crazy for leaving IBM, because that's where her brother worked. And, you know, my brother and her brother got all the other kids into IBM, so that was, you know, that was a thing. That was the step up the ladder. But, and so when I became an actor, she, of course, she didn't like that. But as soon as I got on the Guiding Light, I was mortified. I was just thoroughly mortified there, you know, because, you know, all the women or churchgoers would always ask, when is Bob going to be on TV? And so it was, you know, that guy got me over the hook with her.
The Guiding Light, you said.
People call that stories instead of soap operas. I know I have friends that call that stories. I got to go home and watch my stories today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, they didn't call it soap opera. They call them stories. My mother, yeah, the stories are on.
The Guiding Light, that sounds like you took a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they got canceled a couple of years ago. Like, soap operas getting canceled, it was unheard of, but they've canceled quite a few of them now. It was a great experience.
Yeah. So Robert, you've been featured in about maybe 50 plays and about 30 different movies. Can you tell us about some of your award-winning roles that you've had?
Well, you know, most people don't think of L.A. as a theater place. Actually, you know, it's really not. It's, you know, film and TV. For actors, they come here for theater and TV. Unless you're doing Broadway, you know, you stay in New York. But you have to come out here. But I've landed a lot of... quite a few theater roles that I'm really proud of. And when I first got out here, I started with theater group and done independent things. Let me see. Currently, I'm associated with the Roby Theater Company. The Roby Theater Company was co-founded by Danny Glover and Dennis Guillory, who, and it's amazing, they just had a 25-year anniversary of Color Purple. And while Ben Guillory, who co-founded this group, wasn't there, he was the guy that was Shook's old man, had the light skin and the pencil thin mustache and had the clean car that they all got away from, you know, from Danny Glover. And
yeah.
That's Ben Guillory.
Okay.
And he co-founded this movie theater company. And so I've done like six pieces with them, and all of those pieces were award winning with the NAACP Theater Awards.
Wow.
The thing I love about this company is that they do, you know, very, very topical things and things that uplift the Black community and people of color. The first, what they really turned my head with was when they decided to do a trilogy of the Haitian Revolution.
Mm.
And which Danny Glover is very, you know, fond of that story. And Danny Glover's trying to make a movie about it. But so there was a trilogy written by a brother named Levy Simon, who wrote the hell out of this trilogy about the history of Haiti that nobody knows.
Yeah.
And so...
1804 Revolution.
I'm sorry?
The 1804 Revolution.
It's the only successful Black slave revolt in history.
Correct.
I mean, I just saw